From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Venezuela's authoritarian regime may be one step closer to arresting Juan Guaido. Until Wednesday, the government let the opposition leader keep the same immunity as any other legislator. But now he's lost that, and mass anti-government protests Guaido has called for this weekend may put him in deeper danger. Juan Guaido is Venezuela's National Assembly leader. The U.S. and 50 other countries also recognize him as Venezuela's legitimate president. The U.S. no longer recognizes socialist president Nicolas Maduro. Maduro is widely blamed for trashing Venezuela's economy and democracy. So a big question is whether Maduro will put Guaido behind bars with hundreds of other political prisoners in Venezuela. This week, that prospect got more real when the regime stripped Guaido of his parliamentary immunity from prosecution. And even more so now. Guaido is calling for massive marches on Saturday to protest Venezuela's epic power and water outages. Maduro's regime appears especially nervous about the growing public anger over that disaster. Guaido tells Bloomberg his arrest, quote, would be one of the government's final erratic actions. Venezuelan expat leaders here in South Florida say he meant his arrest could prompt more serious action from the U.S., perhaps even military action. President Trump says that is still on the table. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.